No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Hello, Dreen Shampoo Show Rehearsal, Rudy Valley speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Valley. Would you kindly tell me how you spell your name?
Certainly. R-U-D-Y-V-A-L-L-E-E.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. By the way, who is this?
Oh, just an old check forger.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together then. Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away. There's still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of. Return I will to old Brazil.
Listen, lady. Is your hair dull, slightly mousy? Well, it could be caused just by the shampoo you're using now. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, and it's a fact that soap of any sort leaves a dulling film on your hair. That's why today so many Glamour-wise girls are changing to Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. You see, no soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. First, Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap. It brings out all the shining loveliness of your hair. And Dreen completely removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Then, for manageability, the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner that leaves your hair far smoother, silkier, and easier to manage right after the shampooing. And that's the terrific combination you get only in Dreen with hair conditioner. So, girls, remember, no other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Shall we time your next number, Rudy?
Not now, Holly. I'm too exhausted, utterly exhausted, after that party last night at my house just in Monte Willie threw himself. I knew I was in for a horrible time from the moment I entered my dining room and found my manservant coming in from the kitchen.
Out of the way, boy. Out of the way. I'm coming in with a bowl of punch.
Chatsworth, you shouldn't carry such a full punch bowl. It's too heavy for you.
Oh, you're right, boss. It is too heavy. It's much lighter now, boss.
Chatsworth, you put down the rest of that punch. Put it down, I say.
Oh, okay, boss. It's down, boss.
Chatsworth, if I didn't owe you so much back salary, I'd fire you. No punch in the guests expected at any minute. Well, it's too late to make any more punch. Tonight, the guests will have to drink milkshake.
But, boss, it's Mr. Woolley's party. He ain't gonna like that.
Well, he's had his way in this house long enough, and it's going to stop right now. I'm going to get some milk. Yes, sir, I'm going to take the bull by the horn.
Silly boy, you won't get milk that way.
Oh, Mr. Willie, you came just in time.
Just a moment, Rudy. Just a moment. Chatsworth, you've been drinking again.
Honey, you know.
I just got wind of it. Chatsworth, take that punch bowl back to the kitchen.
Okay.
And tighten your necktie.
My hands are full. You tighten it.
I wouldn't trust myself. Now go.
And Chatsworth, don't forget to get some milk.
Milk? Why, Rudy, this is a festive occasion. It calls for champagne, caviar, butter. That dinner table should be laden with... Rudy. Rudy, do these glazed objects deceive me? Are those paper napkins, paper plates, and a paper tablecloth on the dining table?
Yes. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, but you might at least have used today's paper.
Well, it's cheaper this way. Besides, the boys in the band like to read while they eat.
Rudy, I am frankly quite disturbed by this penurious display. Even in England, where there is a dire shortage, there is more food on the table.
But we have a shortage here, too. There's no difference between England and the United States.
Oh, perhaps you're correct. England has St. James Palace, and the chains have Rudy Valley and the guarding of the chain. But I imagine...
Statsworth, open the door.
I can't. I got a bowl of chicken in one hand, a bowl of noodles in the other hand, and a bowl of rice on me head.
Statsworth, what happened?
Nothing, boss. I'll be right in with a chow mein.
Oh, never mind. I'll open it myself. Gosh, Mr. Woolley, Vivian Blaine, the cherry blonde, is coming to the party. How do I look? Is my tie on straight? Is my hair combed? Does the carnation in my buttonhole look all right?
You are the epitome of sartorial splendor, my boy. But before you open the door, there's one slight suggestion I might make.
What is that?
Don't you think you should put on your trousers?
Gracious to Betsy, I've been so excited I forgot. You answer the door, Mr. Woolley. I'll go get them on.
Oh, very well.
Good evening, Mr. Woolley.
Well, well, Vivian Blaine. You look definitely ravishing in that gown.
Do you really think so?
Yes, as Ovid so aptly put it in Latin, Fortunat auriri saliquam curtamine cursus. English translation, woof, woof!
Why, Mr. Woolley, at your age...
I am not that ancient, Vivian, my cherub. I still attract my share of sweater girls.
You do?
Yes, of course. But I get the ones that knit them, not the ones that wear them. May I help you off with your coat, my dear?
Well, thank you. You know, Rudy gave me this fur coat a few weeks ago for appearing on his radio show. It's Fox.
Fox, eh? Silver?
No, terrier. When my friends say I'm putting on the dog, they're not kidding.
Oh, hello, Vivian. I would have answered the door, but I was putting on my... I was up to my hips and things. Oh, Mr. Woolley, you know Vivian Blaine, don't you?
Decidedly. Decidedly. On several occasions, I had the pleasure of escorting Miss Blaine to the cinema. And, Vivian, you must accompany me again the very next time a theater shows a double feature.
You like double features, Mr. Woolley? How come?
Because you can't come in the middle of both pictures.
I think I understand. And, Vivian, just as soon as everybody is seated, you'll sing for us, won't you?
I'd love to, Rudy, but I don't have my music with me.
Well, don't worry about that. The boys in the band will follow anybody.
Most wolves do.
Maybe Frank Duvall and his boys are wolves, but at least they whistle at you through their own teeth.
Oh, Mr. Woolley. Oh, Mr. Woolley, would you see that the guests are seated at once?
Why, certainly, Rudy. Everybody, please adjourn to the dining room. You too, madam.
You certainly must remember me, Mr. Woolley. You promised to get me in the pictures. I'm the girl who was chosen by the crew of Flying Fortress as Miss D-29.
Madam, you are undoubtedly in error on both counts. I didn't promise to get you into pictures, and you'll never be 29 again.
How can you say that about me, Mr. Woolley? Don't you remember? You came to my 18th birthday party last week.
Oh, yes.
Well, were there 18 candles on the birthday cake?
There were, on the piece I had.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold for somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself.
the one I love belongs to somebody else. He's in love, but with someone else means his song for someone else. And even when he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold for somebody else. To be alone on the shelf, it's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love and dreaming of, the one I love belongs to somebody else.
Mind if I sit by you, Vivian? Oh, that was an inspired rendition you gave.
Thank you very much, Rudy. But my throat is parched. Oh, Mr. Woolley, would you let me have some ice water, please?
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait a moment, Miss Blaine. Somebody is using the ice cube.
That's strange. I was almost sure I had another one. Vivian, won't you try some of this rare old vintage champagne?
Vintage champagne? What is it? Piper Hypsic 1910?
No. Thrifty Drug 215.
That is not so, Mr. Woolley. 100 wouldn't buy this champagne.
Precisely, and I am one of the 100.
Now, that isn't quite fair, Mr. Woolley. Rudy has been a perfect host. Don't you think it's time for a toast?
Indubitably. Ladies and gentlemen, your undivided attention, please. At this stage of the festivities, I feel a toast is apropos. I wish to eulogize a truly distinguished star. An artist whose indisputable talent has earned for himself the unchallenged title of the world's greatest living entertainer. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you me.
You know, Mr. Woolley, it is indeed a crime that one with your great self-esteem could not be on this earth for eternity.
Now, how true, my boy, how true. I should like to live forever, if only for one strange reason.
And what is that?
I should like to discover whether the ever-sharp pen guarantee is really true.
Dessert! Dessert! Any of you must want dessert? We got a choice of pie.
What's the choice?
Take it or leave it. How about a boss? Miss Blaine, Woolly, you shall have a hunk of pie.
No, Weasel won't. Kindly take this coffee back to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah? Why should I take the coffee back to the kitchen?
Because it's too weak to go by itself.
Always giving out what he orders, eh, Woolly? You know, sometimes I just... Sometimes...
Cat first, if you have to sneeze, sneeze the other way.
I don't know any other way.
My uncouth menial, you are definitely psychopathic and have my compassion. Let us pray my unctuous condolences emanate from my supplications we set here.
Huh?
Mr. Woolley says his words come from the bottom of his heart.
Well, they shut him in jail or prison by the time they get to his mouth.
Rudy, I cannot possibly fathom why you live. 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 possibly fathom why you live. Cannot 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 possibly fathom why you let this imbecile out. 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 Chatsworth, you clumb off. 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 Chatsworth, you clumsy baboon, you smeared Ketsy 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 baboon, you smeared ketchup all over my coat. Big 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 ketchup.
Oh, what for, boss? We got a whole bottle of it.
You are impossible. Where did you learn to serve anyway?
On a very swank mess voice. I used to be a mess.
Still a mess.
You're still hot water. Don't worry, Mr.
Willis.
Hot water.
Remove
the stain.
Chocolate. Mr. Willis. Why should hot water? He knows where to get the hot water.
Yes, I merely go to the cook and ask for soup.
Rudy, I have to leave in a few minutes. Before I go, how about you singing for us?
Well, I'd like to be serious for a moment. There aren't many days between now and Christmas, but I know that everyone here is hoping that the European conflict will come to an end and that Christmas will see in at least that part of the world, peace on earth, this Christmas.
This Christmas, we may be gay again. This Christmas, we all may say again, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Let's hope for peace on earth by then. This Christmas, let's hope we all may see a day with victory in view. So let's be glad, say a prayer for each boy over there, and let them know how we care this Christmas. Let's do.
Come on, let's dance.
Stop. Stop. Barry,
barricade the doors. Nobody's leaving his house.
Why, what's the matter, Mr.
Oh,
Rudy?
A calamitous catastrophe, Rudy.
Over here.
Rudy, while attempting to eradicate the ungainly discoloration of ketchup from my waistcoat, I discovered that my gold cigarette case was missing.
Oh, that's terrible. Did you search your pockets?
Search my pockets? Rudy, are you suggesting that I stole it? Rudy, that cigarette case must be located immediately. It was awarded to me by the Secretary of War for the meritorious service of my dog in the wag.
You have a dog in the wag?
Yes, and I'm inordinately proud of his record. He started as a bark private and is now a lieutenant kennel.
Your dog must be a hero.
Precisely. In the jungles of Tarawa, he surrounded a Jap who was camouflaged as a tree. He couldn't fool my dog.
I imagine not. He probably tore him limb from limb.
Rudy, one of your guests is the dastardly culprit who purloined my cigarette case, and I fully intend to discover the criminal and unmask him.
And I shall render my assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, something of extreme value has been stolen, and everyone here is under suspicion.
Why, how dare you say that? I've never been so insulted in my life. Accusing us of stealing? Why, scandalous. Even suggesting that one of us is... I won't stand for it. I simply will not...
Rudy, will you kindly inactivate this walkie-talkie? Now I shall start the investigation. Tatsworth, an article of untold value has been stolen. Are you innocent or guilty?
Well, how do I know till I've heard the evidence?
My dear hardened young man, and by hardened, I refer to the space between your ears. Well, I'm half inclined to dispense with formalities and turn you over to the police.
But I'm innocent. I never stole a thing in my life. All I want's a chance.
And you see before you the evils of our inept social system. But you can't sentence this man to hang. Why, he didn't intend to kill that woman. He loves her madly. Desperately, with every fiber of his twisted...
Mr. Woolley, that has nothing to do with this matter.
I know, Rudy, but wasn't I magnificent? Now listen to me, Tatsworth, if your name really is Tatsworth.
Well, sure it is.
Well, I demand unquestionable proof of that. Can you identify yourself?
Can I identify me, sure? Well, sure. Why do I took a look in the mirror? Yep, that's me, all right.
Tatsworth, I'd suggest that you confess. Should you refuse, you'll be sentenced to 100 years in jail.
But I can't live 100 years.
Oh, yes, you can if you eat Wheaties.
And you can't pin this rap on me. I didn't steal nothing.
Grammar, my boy, grammar. You didn't steal anything. He didn't steal anything. They didn't steal anything.
Then what's all the fuss about?
Mr. Woolley, I think we'd better call the police.
Well, I attempted that earlier, Rudy. The police were en route here in their radio car, but they chanced to turn on the radio.
Well, what happened?
Well, they sold the car to Madman Munch. They couldn't resist his prices.
We've got to do something, Mr. Woolley. We don't seem to be getting very far with this question.
I have a subtle bit of strategy in mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I have decided to save your faces, such as they are, I shall turn out the lights and give the guilty party the opportunity to return the stolen article unseen. When I turn the lights on again, I expect to find the missing article right here on the piano. Ready? Here go the lights. Thank you. And now we shall see if... Oh. Rudy!
What is it, Mr. Woolley? Isn't your cigarette case on the piano?
Yes, but just look what else is on it. All your silverware.
Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it made you mine.
There's a kind of magic to a lovely woman, too. And life's as magic as moonlight. The sparkling light in her eyes, the gleaming highlights on her hair, they dazzle a man more than you know, girls. So always keep your hair bright with magic, full of glossy, luminous highlights. For lustrous, beautiful hair is one of the first things to catch a man's eye. That's why I say, girls, always use green shampoo with hair conditioner.
Because no other shampoo can make your hair look so lovely.
No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the natural luster. Instead, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new, improved Dreen contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So, girls, for lovely, shining hair, full of magic highlights, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Or ask your beauty shop to use it.
Well, Mr. Willie, the guests are all gone. It certainly was a hectic night, but you got your cigarette case back.
Yes, just feast your eyes on it. Is it the most delicately wrought? Is it... Rudy! Rudy, call the police immediately.
What for? You've got the case back.
Yes, but the cigarette that was inside is missing.
General managers of all American households. I mean you ladies, of course. Most of you are being grand about saving used kitchen fats and turning them into your meat dealer so that they go to war instead of to waste. And the need for those fats continues to be as great as ever because Japan controls the fats we used to import to the tune of about £1 billion a year. So in your hands is the job of seeing to it. Every ounce of used kitchen fat is fighting fat. And you're doing fine, except on one important point. Too many of you are forgetting to strain the fat so that it's clean, free from foreign matter. So remember, won't you, to strain those fats and put them into a clean tin can. Keep it in a cool place until you save the pound. Then take the fat to your meat dealer. That's the way to turn used fats into medicines, explosives, synthetic rubber, and a long list of things our boys need to win the biggest fight of their lives and ours. And don't forget this. You get two of those nice, bright red points for every pound of used fat you send to war, instead of down the drain.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening with Monty Woolley at the same time from Hollywood. Monty Woolley can currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox production When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and Vivian Blaine in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production Something for the Boys. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Twice a wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long and all of this is ivory flakes.
A blouse, a house coat, a sweater, a slip. Give a mighty flakes care. That's our tip. Wash test shows that this is so.
Twice a wear, yes. You get up to twice the way your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is I replace and I replace for twice the way. You get up to twice the way your clothes were up to twice the way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.